Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him up.
All right, story number one is if a guy like David Johnson holding out, skipping minicamp, wasn't disorienting enough, how about a baseball team that couldn't hit worth a lick all of last month, and now they come out and score 13 runs yesterday, back on their winning ways, 8-2 in their last 10. It's like May never even happened.
It really is, right? We talked at the end of May, which month is going to look more like the outlier, April or May. And I think we all expected it was going to be just somewhere in between for the rest of the season. This feels like April again, except they're hitting.
Yeah. And what went down in May? Was it the tunneling? You heard from Mike Hazen today calling it an excuse. We got a lot of ground to cover with the Diamondbacks today. Zach Greinke, we have got our special radio station event, the 987 Club, where fans can come and watch the game. Always a great party. And you know what? It's a much better party when the team is winning, because nobody wants to go to a baseball stadium to watch a team struggle to score one run.
It's not really a party when you're losing every game 2-1 or 1-0.
No, I agree. Not a party at all. Item number two, the Arizona Cardinals. You heard Doug and Wolf all morning long broadcasting from team headquarters in Tempe. Couple notable stories happening here. Number one, the David Johnson contract dispute. I don't know why I keep getting held up on the word holdout. But I will, okay? Adam Schefter freaked me out. I'm getting held up on the word holdout. So that is still there. Nothing has changed there, except public perception seems to have shifted a little back into the running back's favor.
Yeah, I mean, this is somewhat to be expected, right? And you start to look at all the other elements at play here, and it's not just a professional athlete holding out for more money. I mean, it is that, but there's a lot more to it. And so when you look at what he has meant to this team and to this community, and you start to look at the volatility of playing that position in the NFL, I mean, it's never going to be 100% one way or the other, but you can see why more people are sort of on his side.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts on that I'm going to share with you. We're going to get into the bigger story at Cardinals camp, because it really does mark the beginning of a quarterback competition that is going to not only captivate the Valley, but a lot of national football writers as well. We'll get into that momentarily. Item number three, number four, whatever you want to call it, it's the NBA aftermath. It was the Warriors' victory parade in the Golden State Bay Area and the weirdness that seems to come out of there. The obsession with LeBron James and Charles Barkley finally coming out and saying, I'm not going to let this dude hijack my life, meaning he's done talking about it. And then the Lakers suddenly angry with Lonzo Ball. Real briefly, tell me what you thought about the stuff coming out of the Warriors' victory parade.
I mean, this is the best part of the season, right? This is the most drama is in the offseason in the NBA. They market it so well. The moment that's going to stand out to me, I know everybody's going to point to Draymond Green trolling LeBron James again, but that's what Draymond Green does. The awkward exchange between the Warriors' general manager, Bob Myers, and Kevin Durant in front of everybody, that was a little odd. I mean, you figure you probably don't win. Maybe you win both the last 2 years, but you are not where you are right now without Kevin Durant. You could tell it was just intended to be a joke. But when you make a joke in front of that many people with a player that's that valuable, it has to land.
And a player that sensitive and that temperamental.
Yeah.
A player who has already created his own burner account. All right, so we've got Kevin Durant getting zinged at the victory parade. We've got Draymond Green claiming, I'm going to want to make max money sometime down the line. You've got Klay Thompson, who seems like he's going to sign a contract extension, but his father said it might not be that simple. You just wonder if money is ultimately going to divide that team like it frequently does with many others.
You figure at some point one of them is going to leave, right?
Yeah.
Look, if it's 2 years away from now and they win the next two titles too, then at a certain point all things are going to have to end. If it's me, if Draymond Green is the one that leaves, I think that you can replace what he does. You can get by without he does with Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson there.
Yeah.
Not to say Draymond Green doesn't do a lot of little things that help them win, but if you're going to lose one of the four, if it's him or Klay Thompson, I think you're still winning.
I agree with that. But when you throw in those David West comments that there was a lot of internal strife here that people did not know about, maybe it isn't all so kumbaya there. And you know what? I cheer for acrimony and discord in Golden State. That can only help us. On the LeBron front, I told you about Charles Barkley. He was in an interview and said, I'm not going to let LeBron James hijack my life. He's not coming to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay.
Okay. Basically said that Ben Simmons needs the ball. Joel Embiid needs a ball. LeBron is not a good fit for Philly. And then check this out. In Los Angeles, there is a billboard up that says LeBron, but it's not L-E, it's L-A-B-R-O-N. Get what they did there?
I did. Very clever.
And the subtitle on the billboard was Cleveland and Philly, you can't compete with L.A.
Here we go.
Here we go.
When do we know? We're going to know probably in about 2 weeks, right? I mean, it'll probably leak out before free agency even starts, I would think.
LeBron will milk this for all the drama that it is worth.
Yeah,
but
I guess that's true.
But your hammerhead point was right. The NBA offseason, for the last 2 years, it far exceeds what happens in the regular season and sometimes even the playoffs.
You know, if you talk about the NFL and people will say there's no offseason in the NFL, and that's true. But I don't know that the NFL offseason is as consistently compelling as the NBA offseason.
No.
At least the NFL regular season is very compelling when they're actually playing games, whereas the NBA, all this stuff, in a lot of ways, is more dramatic than Game 37 between Memphis and Minnesota.
I could not agree more. All right, those are your items of your Daily Splash. Big broadcast for you today. We are live at Chase Field.